Welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and we're at Earth Day Eve 2021. I'm coming to you live on CSNP, that's Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, Circle Sanctuary's internet radio network, and I'm also coming to you live through Facebook live stream, my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. Earth Day began in 1970 as an opportunity to raise awareness about the environment, human impact on the environment, and human responsibility to clean up their messes in the environment. I was part of that first Earth Day back on April 22nd, 1970. In fact, I was one of the organizers. I was at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia, and helped organize an Earth Day event. Our Earth Day events that were eco-educational were called teach-ins back then. Well, I've been organizing Earth Day events and celebrating Earth Day ever since. So on the 51st anniversary of Earth Day, it seemed to me this would be a great occasion to share some ways of doing Earth Day meditations. And I'd like to share with you some of my approaches to meditation as a whole, and Earth Day meditation in particular, as well as to guide some meditations during our online workshop together. I invite you to take a few moments and connect with Source, with the sacred, with the divine, according to whatever your spiritual, religious, and/or philosophic tradition or path is. Invite Source, invite the divine to guide you in your Earth Day meditation experiences and learnings tonight. Divine is one, divine is many, we call to you and honor you. Be in us, be with us, guide us now at this Earth Day time and throughout the year. So be it. I invite you now to think about the planet Earth as a beautiful, diverse planet. You might have an image of planet Earth. I am holding one of my favorite images, which is an inflatable globe that I use in Earth Day ceremonies, not only in my home and next door, which is Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, but because it's inflatable, I'm able to carry it with me in my travels. Imagine planet Earth as a whole planet, and in a way that works for you, call to the spirit, to the divine force, to the essence of planet Earth, to be with you and to be with us, all of us joining live and later. Planet Earth, Mother Earth, Father Earth, Earth Spirit, Sacred Earth, we call to you and honor you. We welcome you in our Earth Day meditations experiences. And let us hold an image of you in our minds as we reflect on our connections with the planet as a whole. The planet as a whole planet. And now, planet as home. And spend a few moments having that whole planet in your mind's eye, in your consciousness, connecting with the whole Earth, appreciating your connection. And now, focus on the place where you are experiencing this Earth Day meditation workshop. If you are at home, feel your connection with the spirit of place that is your home. If you are at another location, connect with that location as your home for this workshop experience. In the next few moments of quiet, as I gently shake my system, I invite you to bond, to connect with the place on planet Earth where you are right now. Spirit of place. Spirit of place. Spirit of place. We call to you. We honor you. We celebrate you, spirit of place. Guide us in our connection with environment that is present. Call to mind now Earth Day, and I invite you to now do a different kind of meditation, and this is an imagination meditation. It is Earth Day. Earth Day Eve here in Wisconsin, in North Central USA. But because our planet has different time zones, we're actually in a whole orb of Earth Day. So whether it's actually turned into Earth Day where you are or not, let us do a bit of time, imagination, and travel, and have Earth Day as kind of the universal term that we will use, whether it's Earth Day Eve or the actual Earth Day, when you are watching and joining this or listening to this. And indeed, some will be tuning in at a later time. So this is a time release Earth Day, spirit of Earth Day that we meditate with. Use the term Earth Day as a focus for your imagination meditation. And as you speak Earth Day over and over in your mind, or if you are in a place where you can chant it or sing it or whisper it or speak it, you can use that as well as your focus. And as we repeat Earth Day, Earth Day, Earth Day, I invite you to imagine yourself in cyberspace with all of us who are joined together live and later calling to the spirit of Earth Day, to the concept of Earth Day, to the experience of Earth Day, as a kind of meditation of connectivity. Yes, a pandemic is going on in 2021 Earth Day time, and that means a number of us are having the opportunity to celebrate Earth Day in our home environments or wherever else we might be. And I invite all of us to experience ourselves as part of a great network of humans tuned in to Earth Day. So we'll do this for about a minute or so. And these various meditation techniques that I'm sharing with you and guiding you, and I invite you to do on your own long after this workshop online has concluded. Earth Day, 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 Earth Day. And I invite you, if you're in a place to do so, to hold your hands out and imagine that you are connecting with all the others who are celebrating Earth Day. You are part of a great network, a great circle of humankind that are joining together in various places on the planet and in cyberspace for Earth Day 2021. And this meditation can be done for future Earth Days as well. And as you feel yourself connected in a way that works for you and your own path, philosophy, religion, and or spirituality, let the hope and the wisdom of environmental understanding, connectivity, collaboration, and activism flow through you and this great network that we are part of here on planet Earth. And as you continue to focus on being part of this network of humans, I invite you to recognize this network of humans is part of this great biosphere, the great circle of life, sacred hoop, web of life, community of life. That is part of planet Earth. May we all be well. May planet Earth be well. 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 So be it. So Earth Day meditations can take a variety of different forms. They can be short. They can focus on a particular image or concept. They can be long. They can be with eyes open, eyes closed. They can be sitting still, moving, dancing, walking, communing with nature outside, communing with nature with our imagination and our memories, communing with nature by watching online programs on devices, communing with nature through our memories places. So what I'd like to do now is share with you an approach that I have found helpful for not only Earth Day, but spiritual practice. This is the five elements meditation in an Earth Day form. Call to mind the element Earth. And when I talk about the five elements of nature, we're talking about ancient Greek pagan classical religion philosophy, earth, air, fire, water, spirit. Now, I know there are several different versions of five elements. Some five element systems have different elements, different names, and sometimes the name for spirit is space or ether. So we're going to be working with earth, air, fire, water, spirit tonight. So we begin with earth, and I invite you to call to mind some dimension of the element earth. Could be a rock, could be soil, could be a rock outcropping, it could be a garden, it could be soil in a flower pot that's growing a plant. Focus on sacred earth. In the next few moments of quiet, and to keep your focus, you may wish to silently or speak out loud, sacred earth, sacred earth, sacred earth, sacred earth, sacred earth, sacred earth. Calling the energy, the connection with the earth element into your consciousness. In a few moments, expressing appreciation for sacred earth, for the earth, the soil, the rocks. Let gratitude and connection flow from you to sacred earth. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, I invite you to call to mind something that you might do to help sacred earth. It might be cleaning up a walkway, a roadside area. It might be working with others for community sustainable agriculture. It might be going to a place which is a sacred site and working to protect that land. Call to mind something that you might consider doing to help earth, the element earth. And then give thanks to the element earth. And as with many meditations, you may find it helpful to send yourself a text or to jot down a note or to make some other record of what you selected as a symbol for sacred earth and what message came to you about a way that you can connect with sacred earth to help this element on planet earth. I make a distinction between sacred earth, the element, the physical dimension of being, rocks and soil and sand and cave and mountaintops, and the planet earth, which is the whole planet that has soil and rocks in it, but also has the other elements. So we've worked a bit with sacred earth. I invite you now to focus on sacred water. One way to do this meditation is to actually go by a body of water, or might be a flowing stream or a spring or a lake or the ocean, to actually be by water. But a way to do this in your own home space is to have a bowl or cup and put some water in it, to actually have a physical representation of the element. So as before, let us connect with the element by speaking the name, bonding with it, and then we'll have a chance to do a meditation with it. Sacred water. Sacred water, 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 sacred water. You may call to mind images of water that you've had wonderful experiences with. Water is part of what keeps us alive, not only us, but other life on the planet. If you have actual water physically with you, you may want to anoint yourself, or take a sip of it to strengthen your meditation with water. And now, in the next few moments, let your connection with sacred water bring to you appreciation for the water element. Be thankful for the sacred water. Fresh water, salt water, water that has both. Water in the form of precipitation, moisture in our fields and forests and gardens in the form of dew, water in clouds, water that we use to nurture ourselves, to cleanse ourselves. A meditation of appreciation of sacred water. And now I invite you to call to mind some body of water, some aspect of water that needs some help. Human awareness and human action to get rid of pollution is there a place near where you live where the water needs to be cleaned up? Call to mind that place. Or if you don't know a particular place near where you are, call to mind the oceans. And the act of removing all the plastic and other human debris that has gone into the water that's creating problems for marine life, as well as for us humans. Focus a few moments on a meditation for clean water. Clean water. Clean water. Clean water. And then give thanks to the water, the sacred water you have connected with. And make a note of what's come to mind regarding the need for clean water. Giving thanks. We focus on sacred air, and I have with me a feather from a wild turkey that I found during one of my walks in the forest where I live. And I move this feather through the air as a way of beginning a meditation on sacred air, sacred air, sacred air, sacred air, sacred air, sacred air. And as you focus on sacred air, I invite you to be aware of air in the form of breath, your own breathing. Breathing in and out, sacred air, sacred air, sacred air, sacred air. Being appreciative of sacred air, sacred air, sacred air, sacred air. And now, you take some deep, slow breaths and connect with air that sustains life, not only for you, but others. Call to mind the intention of being part of a process to have cleaner air. To clean up the air, to dispel air pollution, and imagine air pollution dissipating, air becoming clean again, the air becoming cleaner and cleaner. One of the things that has happened during the pandemic, as pollution has stopped in some places, is the air literally has been cleaned up. Well, I envision humans working together and invite you to join me in this envisioning, to work together for cleaner air and clean air, not only at this birthday time, but in times to come. The intention for cleaner air, cleaner air, cleaner air. And then giving thanks to the sacred air that we are working with. Thanks to sacred air. Thanks to sacred air. While we shift to to the element fire. But we're going to use a sun image for fire. Why? Because part of climate change is being driven by carbon emissions. Literally, carbon is surrounding the planet and creating a kind of blanket around that's heating up the planet. Ah, as we work on fire, we work on connect with sacred fire as energy. Sacred fire, sacred energy, sacred fire, sacred energy, sacred fire, sacred energy, sacred fire, sacred energy. Yes, ways of connecting with fire. Electricity that lights up our homes, that makes many devices, such as the ones we're using to connect in this workshop, possible. There's many types of sacred fire energy. And as we appreciate our connection with solar energy, the sun, as an ultimate form of sacred fire. Let us also call to mind some other forms of energy, be they hydroelectric, geothermal, wind energy. There's different types of sustainable energy. And I invite you for our sacred fire, sacred energy meditation to imagine a world where everyone who has an automobile, a truck, or other vehicle is able to use that vehicle to move around without any polluting emissions at all. So this is a meditation that I call envisioning, projecting through our imagination an awareness of a possible future, envisioning that future. Electric vehicle, not only on the earth, on the planet, but electricity, electric vehicles that fly in the sky. And as we envision a way of being able to live and to move without polluting the earth, the water, the air, our lives, the lives of creatures and plants in ecosystems, without polluting our planet. We do a visioning meditation, calling to mind what it would be like instead of going to gas stations, going to charging stations. Calling to mind some old ways of moving around, walking, bicycling, calling to mind the possibility of clean energy. We give thanks to sacred fire, sacred energy, and we make note of what our envisioning has been on this Earth Day meditation workshop. Spirit, the interconnecting force, links not only humans together, but humans with all other dimensions here on planet Earth and the area around planet Earth. Yes, we've got humans and experiments going on in the International Space Station, which is in the orbit of planet Earth, even though it isn't physically located on the ground part of our planet. It's in our orb. Something that I like to work with when I connect with the element spirit is a clear quartz crystal, also known as rock crystal. And I not only wear crystal, but I have crystal as part of a ceremonial tool. And I invite you to imagine a clear quartz crystal as the symbol of sacred spirit, sacred spirit, sacred spirit. And I imagine now flowing through the crystal like a prism, and all the colors of the rainbow in perfect harmony flowing from the crystal, swirling around ourselves, swirling around the area where we are, and joining together with the image of rainbow light in colors around planet Earth. Sacred spirit, that which links us together. Sacred spirit, the interconnecting force within us and around us. And one of my favorite things to do as a birthday meditation with sacred spirit is not only to work with a crystal in ceremony and ritual, but to imagine the crystal or crystals I'm working with linked in with crystals all around the planet, crystals that are actually deep in the earth, as well as all these clear quartz crystals that people are using as ceremonial objects, to imagine a great network happening. So we connect with sacred spirit and sacred crystal and give thanks. And while I'm talking about sacred crystals and sacred spirit, I have an image of planet Earth that was gifted to me by my husband many years ago. What I like about this, which is enamelware, and it's a little globe that actually opens up. And inside, I have a little pouch with rainbow colors. And for those who are watching this, you will notice that there is a gold star in the center of this rainbow pouch. And that's a symbol of the Parliament of the World's Religions, an international interreligious conference and endeavor that brings together people of many paths of spirituality, philosophy, and religion to work together for a more sustainable world, to work together for more understanding, to work together to dispel racism, to dispel sexism, to dispel other forms of discrimination and hatred, to work to bring more love, peace, and well-being, not only to humans, but the greater circle of nature of which we are a part. In the pouch is, no surprise, a clear quartz crystal. And this has gone to parliaments of the world religion, in Africa, in Australia, in Europe, in Canada, and the U.S. And by having this global crystal present with me, I take it and I take my small globe with me to a variety of different events. And I find it as not only a wonderful focal point for personal meditation work, but group meditation work. So another way of doing Earth Day meditations is working with some crystals. We have at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve a stone circle. Now, most people are aware of Stonehenge, Avebury, and some of the old stone circles. Large stones create these circular spaces for ceremony. Well, at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we have a megalith, instead of a megalithic circle, a microlithic circle, means the stones are smaller. And literally, we've had people bring crystals and rocks, seashells, and a whole lot of natural objects, mostly rocks and pebbles, from different places where they are around the planet, and bring them physically to our land, or many people have chosen to ship them to us through the postal mail. And so we literally have thousands of stones of various shapes and sizes that makes up our ceremonial circle. So something that you might consider as an Earth Day meditation is to get small crystal to work with as part of your Aung meditation. And you may want to actually have a couple crystals and one that you plant in your garden or in a flower pot in your home to actually represent linking in with that greater biosphere that is part of planet Earth, our home. And as you work with crystals in this way, to let your intentions for a healthier planet and other good wishes to be conveyed through the work with these crystals. I often will give out very tiny quartz crystals and in pre-pandemic times, and I look forward to doing it in post-pandemic times as part of Earth Day ceremonies that I do. I've used clear quartz a lot, but in more recent years, I've also used citrine and a variety of other sacred stones and have those stones energized within our group ceremony and then distributed, gifted to those taking part in the ceremony and then literally taking the energy of the ceremony off into many directions. So those are some active ritual ways of working with sacred stones on Earth Day and beyond. I'd like to share with you now in this last part of our workshop some other ways of doing Earth Day meditations. One that I highly recommend is on Earth Day itself, or on the day that you're celebrating Earth Day. I actually celebrate Earth Day on multiple days in addition to April 22nd, is to make time, even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes, to go outdoors. Dress, of course, according to the weather, but walk around where you're dwelling. And as you do, commune with nature. Even if you are in a heavily human-created environment, the depth of a major metropolitan area, for example, or in an apartment building where there's many people dwelling, whether you're in an urban, suburban, small town or rural area, the meditation is the same because nature is within us and around us, whether we're in a human-created space or we're in a more natural area. Think about ants in an anthill. Well, there's clearly ants experiencing their home dwelling that they've created. Their network within the earth and the little bits of soil that bound up that is the anthill. So there's a whole ant experience there, but that anthill is very much part of the planet as a whole. Well, cities are that way. There's lots of human-created buildings and environments, but we're all part of the Earth. So I invite you to get out as part of Earth Day observances and to be present with the area where you dwell, to notice sounds, not only human-made, but even in the depths of cities, you'll find some natural sounds from other than human. Be aware of the wind, of fire in the form of light and warmth, moisture that might be in the air or visible around you, and of course, the land that you're walking on, and the spirit of place where you are. It may take the form of this walkabout Earth Day meditation of walking around the block where you live, if you're in an urban or suburban environment. Or it may take the form of just walking a short ways and just finding a place to stand and be observant. Listen to what sounds you hear. Observe colors and shapes, things that move, things that are still. Work with all your senses. What do you feel? What do you smell? And smell and taste being so connected. As you breathe in the air, and hopefully it's clean or in pretty good shape, what's your sensation of taste? But the sixth sense, that of intuition, is an important part of Earth Day meditation. For in addition to what you see, what you hear, what you smell and taste and touch, what are you intuitively sensing about the environment that you are in? What feelings come to you? Obviously, do this in a place where you can be safe and it's a good space to be in. But let yourself experience locale on Earth Day. And then I invite you from that experience to go from your sensing of being in that locale to that locale being part of that geographical area. And then taking your meditation out further, that region, that country that you're part of, that continent you are part of, continuing to expand your awareness of your connection with place to being part of the planet as a whole. The planet, its atmosphere around. From local to global, from local to global, from local to global. Another meditation is one in which you go to some type of natural area. Physically, if you are able to do so, many urban and suburban areas will have parks for this purpose. And many of those parks are being opened at this time, although not all of them during the pandemic. And if you're in a rural area, it might take the form of going to a place where you don't see humans so much, there might be some parks out where you are, but more likely it's going along a country road and finding a place to stop. If you aren't able to physically go into a natural area, then I invite you to go online and visit some preserve through photos or videos, watch a nature film. To actually experience yourself as a human in the natural environment, but to call to mind yourself as part of a whole community of life, rather than a human on a stage with nature as a backdrop. It's a really important concept to grasp, and I find having this as a meditation is a powerful way of shifting from what I call human-centric consciousness to planetary consciousness, to experience yourself in relation with the trees, the herbs, the grasses, the flowers, vegetation, you as human within a whole community of creature life, birds and mammals and reptiles, other forms of creatures, down to microbes, to insects, and to experience yourself as part of an ecosystem, whether it's a prairie or a seashore, or a hillside, a meadow, a deep forest. There's many different types of ecosystems. At Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we have wetland, we have streams and springs, we have a restored prairie and a bit of original prairie, we have meadows, we have rock outcroppings. So even if you go to a nature preserve, you may find some very different ecosystems there. Pick one, be there, and experience yourself as a member of the community of life there. Another meditation that I love to do at Earth Day, as well as throughout the year, is to be by a tree and to experience myself in relationship with a tree. Ideally, the tree is healthy and is such that you can physically touch. I live in a mostly oak forest. It's a hardwood forest, and so I have lots of different types of oaks around, but there are other trees as well. Well, going to a particular tree, experiencing the tree as a living being, if you are able to physically touch the tree. If you're not able to actually go to a place where you can physically be with a tree, call up a tree image, a photograph, a painting. There's many different images online and in books and magazines. But to spend some time connecting with tree concept and, if you're able, tree individual life form. Experience yourself as one with the tree. Imagine yourself being the tree, and how do you experience the environment around you? The air, breezes, wind, day, sunshine, nighttime, sounds, movements, sights, creatures, relationship with other vegetation, relationship with the ecosystem that the tree and you as tree are part of. After communing with the tree in this way, be sure to give thanks. And something I suggest that is part of the meditative experience is to actually give yourself some time to journal or to make some notes about it. What did you experience? What did you do? What thoughts came to mind? What feelings? What physical sensations? What intuitions? What insights? Be sure to give thanks to dimensions of nature that you work with on Earth Day and at other times. And these are just a few of Earth Day meditations that I have done at Earth Day. And it is my hope that as Earth Day is part of your life, that in addition to having some environmental education experiences, and ideally also doing some environmental action experiences, whether it's tree planting or cleaning up a roadside or helping out at a recycling area or doing some other kind of planting project. There's so many different Earth Day activities that are happening. So you have eco action, eco education, that's learning about the environment, eco spirituality, eco meditation, I think is a very important part of Earth Day for many people, not only myself, but others, because through eco meditation, you have a chance to experience environment and planet on multiple levels. And often, while doing so, guidance comes to you. You certainly may get guidance leveling up as part of eco-education and eco-activities, activism. But in eco-meditation, you're creating a space to go deep with nature, to strengthen your connection with the planet as a whole and with particular dimensions in particular, with spirit of place and with the planet and the planet community. So as we started our workshop, we called to the spirit of Earth Day, to the divine. And we give thanks to the divine as one and many. We give thanks to planet Earth. We give thanks to the earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, to crystal and tree and all the sacred forms of nature that we've been working with. And we give thanks to Earth Day and to everyone joining together. So in conclusion, we call to mind that meditation we did where we saw ourselves connecting with everyone joining together in this Earth Day meditation workshop, live and later. We call to mind our connection with the planet and the connection with the place where we are right now. Think globally, act locally. Think globally, act locally. Think globally, act locally. That Earth Day chant can be a meditation in of itself. And also from the archives of Earth Day slogans and chants is another oldie but goodie. Indeed, Earth Day meditations can be a wonderful part of our Earth Day experiences and celebrations. But the whole point of Earth Day is to expand awareness and to generate motivation for eco-activism and understanding. So Earth Day every day. Earth Day every day. Earth Day every day. Earth Day every day. So be it. Thank you all for being part of Earth Day Meditation. And I invite you to learn more about Circle Sanctuary, our nature preserve, our green cemetery, our environmental activities at circlesanctuary.org. And I invite you to take part live or later in some special events for Earth Day 2021. On Earth Day itself at 5 p.m. Central Time, April 22nd, 2021, I and Bob Paxton, we're both Circle Sanctuary ministers, will be doing a special program for about an hour at the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel as part of a sacred site series done by an interfaith organization that I'm on the board with, Wisconsin Faith Voices for Justice. It's a social justice organization, and we're going to share about Circle Sanctuary, its community, and its nature preserve and green cemetery, show some aerial views. I'm going to guide a short Earth Day ceremony, talk about nature spirituality and some of its forms, contemporary paganism, the craft, druidism, heathenism, pantheism, animism, and eco-spirituality. So that will be Earth Day itself. And then on Earth Day Saturday, which is April 24th, 2 days after Earth Day, but still the Earth Day org, from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, is Circle Sanctuary's annual Earth Day celebration. We'll have workshops and music and an Earth Day ceremony. And yes, that too will have some Earth Day meditation. So for more information, you can go find us on the web, circlesanctuary.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook, the Circle Sanctuary Community, and on Twitter, and on Instagram, and we'll have a variety of different things already up at the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel, as well as my Selena Fox YouTube channel. Thank you all for tuning in. And may we all be part of solutions at this Earth Day time and beyond, instead of pollution. May we work together for a more sustainable planet Earth, now and in times to come. So be it. A special thanks to Circle Sanctuary's podcasting team, David and Jeanette Ewing of Virginia, Deborah Rose of Kentucky, Laura Gonzalez from Illinois, Casey Pope from Colorado, all Circle Sanctuary ministers. Thank you all for joining in now, and this will be archived for later viewing and listening. For more information, find us on the web and on social media. Bright blessings and blessed Earth Day.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow nature-centered paths. Join us throughout the week for various programming connecting with the community around the world. Please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN Podcast. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. Until next time, many blessings.